Mr. President, let me begin by thanking you for reconvening this 10th emergency special session of the General Assembly today. On the 22nd of April 2024, the government of Jamaica took the decision to recognize the state of Palestine. With Barbados having done so a few days earlier, and Trinidad and Tobago and the Commonwealth of the Bahamas joining the list of UN member states that recognize the state of Palestine, it is worthy of note that all 14 CARICOM member states have now recognized Palestine. Mr. President, consideration of the question of Palestinian membership in the UN must be made in the context of recent developments in the Middle East, notably the attacks by Hamas on Israel on 7th October 2023 and Israel's sustained military response in Gaza since that time. The government of Jamaica not only condemned the abhorrent action of Hamas, but joined the international community in reiterating our deep concern about the significant loss of lives and dislocation and the still unfolding humanitarian crisis arising from the ongoing hostilities in Gaza. We have been lending our voice to efforts at the regional and multilateral levels to bring an end to the hostilities, to ensure that the humanitarian crisis is addressed as a matter of urgency. Jamaica has also supported several United Nations resolutions on the situation in Palestine and supported the invocation by the Secretary General of Article 99 of the Charter to have the Security Council consider the unfolding humanitarian crisis. We have also consistently called for the release of all hostages. Palestine's renewed request on the 2nd of April for the formal consideration by the Security Council of its application for UN membership follows an unsuccessful application for membership in 2011. In 2012, Palestine was granted the status of UN permanent observer by the General Assembly, a position which Jamaica also then supported. Mr. President, Jamaica's position on this matter is based on our commitment to the UN Charter, our strong advocacy for the right of peoples to self-determination, our fundamental belief in multilateralism and the rule of law, and the promotion of human rights and international humanitarian law. We have long maintained a balanced position in support of a peaceful resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, with a two-state solution which guarantees the security of Israel and the right of Palestine to an independent, viable, and sovereign state within the pre-1967 borders, pursuant to UN Security Council Resolutions 242 and 338. Mr. President, I also want to make it clear that Jamaica's recognition of Palestine is not an endorsement of Hamas, whose posture and constant refrain has been one that calls for the destruction of Israel. We reject that unconscionable ideology, as we reject the use of terrorism in all its forms. Our support for Palestine is within the context of our recognition of the Palestinian Authority as the internationally recognized representative of the Palestinian people, and our belief that the promotion of a two-state solution will be strengthened by their recognition. In light of the foregoing, Jamaica voted in favor of the resolution, and we reiterate our position that the state of Palestine should be accorded full membership of the UN, in accordance with the UN Charter and consistent with the established procedures and practice of the organization. We therefore join the call for the Security Council to reconsider the application for membership of the state of Palestine, taking due note of the position expressed by the General Assembly here today. In the interim, we further support the enhanced participation of the State of Palestine as an observer state in the activities of the General Assembly, as set out in the annex to the resolution. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Jamaica.